It's Key Africans Unlocked with a special edition coming to you from the Lurie's 2022 in Cape Town. Now, you know our goal is to bring you some enriching conversations with some key Africans. So with that in mind, we sent Chilu over there to sit down and do just that.
Kenny Mumba, who when I sent Zubs a message saying that I'm about to chat to Kenny, I'm excited. He says, Kenny, a friend of the podcast. So you're a key African, and I think you're the first guest who we've had for the second time, and for good reason. I mean, you're doing amazing things. It's been a while since we did our first chat on the Evolution series. Yeah. And things have changed. If you remember, that was on the cusp of lockdown and that kind of environment.
Yes.
But here we are in Cape Town at the Lurie's. You just recorded a big win for a recent ad that you did in conjunction with the agency, which is, and I forget.
Densu Kenya.
Densu Kenya.
Yes,
and
yes.
Apparently it's the first, from what I'm seeing online, because a lot of people are posting about that win. That's the first Lurie win for Kenya.
Yes, so that's the first Lurie win for Kenya in film.
In film, oh, okay, yes, okay, because yeah. they've had in other departments.
Yes.
That's a phenomenal achievement. And you directed this ad. Just the fact that you were nominated is a big thing. Did you see yourself winning, or you before you did, you were happy with the nomination?
Actually, so first I didn't expect the nomination. So once I found out that the commercial we did for Netflix was actually nominated, that was the excitement. Mm. And in my mind I was like, okay, that's huge, being nominated for the Lurie's, you know.
Yeah.
And then I attended the event, and then boom, we won.
Yeah.
And the category had like brilliant commercials that I look up to, directors that I look up to.
Yeah.
And then to see that catalog of work and be able to come out as a winner was mind blowing. And I think this is the first Lurie for Zambia.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yes. And here's my other angle to this whole thing. The Lurie's, a lot of people think it's just the awards evening, but besides the awards evening, there's other things like, for example, the seminars and the things that take place.
Yes.
But the big thing, I think, for guys like you is the networking.
Yes, yes.
So if somebody might be listening right now and has never attended the Lurie's, I believe this is your first time. What's been your experience like?
Mind blowing. I mean, I didn't know how big the Lurie's was. Mm. I knew of it, but being here and interacting with creatives from New York, from as far as the UK and
the Middle East as well.
Yeah, the Middle East, Nigeria, and all the big South African creatives was amazing to be able to see everyone in one room having a conversation. It's an amazing networking space.
Mm.
But at the same time, is as a creative for me, I'm like, okay, if I'm as close to this space, then what I'm doing from a narrative perspective is there's a sudden change and impact.
Yeah, yeah. And you also among, because it's a different league.
Yeah.
And so what I find sometimes when, say, for example, this year has been interesting for me as an individual, because I've been nominated for a few awards, and every once in a while I feel like imposter syndrome, like, you know, me, you know.
Yeah.
But then it's almost consolidation. It's validation that you belong in a league, and your hard work is paying off. And that's the sentiment that I get from nominations like yours, and then wins. It's like, whoa, this is huge.
Yeah. So because just from the type of work we do is from the preparation of the work to the shoot day, to post-production, to the back and forth before you even shoot, to see if the concept works, if it resonates with people.
Mm.
So when we created the commercial, you have doubts sometimes, but you put your best foot forward.
Yeah.
So you go in, you do the best you can do, and to see the impact first online and see how people resonated with the concept, with how it's pieced together.
Yeah.
Then getting a recognition for it, the validation is important, because it keeps you going. So actually, you know, walking in that room and being like, oh, if I can get a bronze, then I can get this.
Yes.
So it is important.
Yeah. So here's my other question to you. Since we last had a chat, you've done a bunch of ads for different brands. You've done a few Netflix ads. This one was one of among many for Netflix, which you've done. You've done some stuff for Airtel, for lots of brands and commercials. Did you, when you were doing this H-Town ad, which got this win, did you have a feeling that this could be award worthy? Did you get an inkling in your mind, in your psyche? Or was it just another job which you were just panicky and trying to get, done right the way you usually do?
I think the interesting thing is I used to walk into Blockbusters way back when I was young, and then Netflix came along, and then you hear about Netflix, and then it became this big global brand. Mm. So being able to watch and stream content on Netflix myself, and see this amazing content, and then getting a call to be able to be part of creating the narrative from the agency Dentsu Kenya. It was amazing. So getting in that process, so for me it was more excitement of engaging with the brand that I engage on a personal level when I'm watching content. Just getting into that space and being able to give my perspective of how to tell the story as someone who consumes the content was amazing. And then it winning was just taking it to the next level.
And it's funny because now that I think about it, when we had the conversation for the Evolution series of Key Africans Unlocked, that was before you did these ads. There was a conversation about Netflix, if you remember. I think I was asking you about whether standards, like the current cameras and stuff would be compatible with Netflix standards. And Zubs was also asking you about the Korean movies on the platform. So we're having Netflix discussions without knowing that, you know, you're about to go in there, do a few commercials for them, bag a few wins, bag a few awards. Like, you know, this is so freaky and surreal, you know. But once again, congratulations for that win.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
There's another big thing that's about to happen in your world. I'm not sure if we should speak about it now. Maybe we should get you to, because I'm sure, you know, things haven't solidified and cemented, but it could happen in the next month. Maybe once it's done, we could have this conversation, which is also related to that brand. Or do you want to?
I can put it in a few sentences.
Yeah.
So we worked on a feature film. Mm. It's going to come on a streaming service. Bear in mind, of course, there's different streaming services, and on a global platform. So that's going to be something that will be the first for Zambia.
Yeah.
But also a first for Africa in the style it's done. So it's telling a story that hasn't been told before, and putting it on your platform.
This is a real tease, man. It's a real mouth-watering tease, you know. All right, man. I really appreciate you giving us some of your time. Final question: somebody who has been considering coming to the Lurie's, but maybe in their minds they only have it as an awards night, almost like the Grammys or the Oscars, whereas the reality is there's so much more. What would you kind of say to encourage other people within the industry regarding attending an event of this nature?
So an advice I would give to someone who's never been at the Lurie's or is thinking of attending the Lurie's. The Lurie's are more than just an award show. It's about interacting with people who have different perspectives of the things you experience on a daily. Mm. But experience on a daily from a communication perspective. Mm. In the advertising world, is the stories have to be about real people, and you meet real people at the Lurie's that will give you their experiences, and those experiences brought together will enlighten you to be able to continue on your own path as a creative and be able to create content that resonates with everyday people. Mm. And I think that's what makes the Lurie's amazing. But outside that is you're meeting people from different walks of life and parts of the world. I mean, from New York, from Kenya, from Zambia, from, you know,
Nigeria. Even I think we had that conversation with somebody from Nigeria.
Yes, yes. So so all these people, one thing that is makes them kind of be as one is the fact that we all resonate with content and either content or communication. And you realize that if we speak to each other in a certain tonality, we understand each other in the room.
Yeah.
And you can only do that is when you see the different layers brought together.
Yeah. That makes sense. So here's two things which I might not have shared with you. The first thing is that the first time I attended Louis, I think was in 1999.
Wow.
And at the time, it was just, it was at Sun City. And you'd get there and it was purely just the awards evening and all the awards were crammed into one night. But the reputation that Louis had were just a place where people were partying all night. And that's the reputation it had for a long time. And I have to probably, you know, low-key salute the guys who are organizing it, because the next or the most recent time besides this year that I attended was, I think, 2018, just before the lockdown.
Yeah.
And I was amazed to find now they've got seminars, they've got a whole lot of other value added stuff.
Yes, yes. So that it's TikTok, not just
exactly.
I think I saw iStore, is it?
iStore was doing masterclasses about the metaverse, you know, and all these other things. So it's grown into a very deep, beefy event. I can't think of another word. Yeah, and I'm glad that you were able to attend, and I'm glad that you could spend time, you know, sharing your feelings about the experience. So once again, Kenny, thanks so much. And as Zub said, you're a friend of the podcast, so we're definitely having you again for something else.
Definitely. No, thank you. It's an honor to be here.